Justin Barcia at Lakewood, the old strategy, wait until a quarter of a lap left to get the overall win.
Yeah, the worst strategy ever, but it worked out for me today. You know, first moto was perfect. You know, I couldn't really got any better. A few little mistakes. The ruts are so deep out here, it's really hard to be perfect, but second moto was good. Was battling, and then last lap, there were some lappers, and I got close to rocks and went for the outside. He kind of bobbled through some ruts and went down, and you know, that's how I ended up getting it. And you know, in the lights class these days, any way you can get it is pretty good. So,
right. So, second moto, a little uncharacteristic of you, dropping back a little bit. What's the issues? What happened?
Yeah, actually, about the fourth lap, I got a rear brake situation. Actually, got super squishy and pretty much went completely out. And then towards a little past halfway, it kind of came back a little bit, but it was super squishy. So, kind of weird. I think the team's gonna look into that this week. But
blame Schneike.
No, I'm not blaming anyone. I don't
blame
know.
Schneike.
Okay. No.
No. Hey, you know what? At one point, you four guys were 23 seconds ahead of Musquin, who was riding great. But really, you four are rising to the top.
It's gnarly. It really is gnarly. You know, this top five, top four group is one of the gnarliest years, I think. You know, I'm kind of a veteran now of this lights class. Yeah. And you know, I know this is, you know, my last year to do it, and you know, I'm working as hard as I can at home, I'm working as hard as I can at the races, and just trying not to ever give up, and you know, keeping the points alive.
Man, you were pissed after last week. I don't know why. You rode good, but I talked to a couple of your guys that know you. He was pissed. I was going to interview you. You looked pissed. Dude, you rode good last weekend, though. The shit happens, and you turned a crap race into something.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've actually been riding with quite a few guys at home, and you know, I start behind them, I pass them, and it's good for me, you know, good practice. And I think that really helped me you know, in Texas, because I had to fight through both motos. And you know, obviously I was bummed out because I want to be on the podium every weekend, but I was happy that I did get fifth. You know, top five's good. You know, it's not bad, because like I said, that top five group is gnarly.
Sixth time I think you raced the Unadilla today, and I think you got second. Yeah, I think Guy Cooper might have beat him. I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't talked to him yet today. He hasn't. I talked to him earlier. Yeah. He said he's having fun, but ouch.
How's that going? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's good. You know, we before the season we trained together. Mm-hmm. He's been up home right now. Usually when I get a 2-week break, he comes down and we do a week, and it's good. You know, we get along good. It's just good. It works good.
You know, it's incredible. You've only won one national until today, and you won motos, and you've been super fast. One career national. So this year you're really turning it around.
Yeah, for sure. I think my last national win was 09 Southwick. So, you know, I'm expecting to win at Southwick because I love that place. So, but yeah, to win today is awesome for me. I think PC won here so many times in a row. So to
behind the chair.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm.
What? No, it's all right.
It's all right. But no, I have a lot of respect for all the racers out there. And, yeah. You know, it's going to be a gnarly year.
It is, man. It's been great. As a guy just watching the races, you four are putting on a show. Thanks a lot, man. Good job.
Thanks, bud. All right.